You.
This is gonna be you. Donald Trump is gonna make us great again. Gonna be you. Huge like a dino, big like an elephant. Gonna be you.
Did you like that? Did you like that? Was that better than baked Alaska's Build the Wall? I don't know. I mean, it's definitely growing on me. Okay? It's definitely growing on me. And I'll tell you, it's driving Democrats nuts. It is. They're about to lose their mind with the polls and what they're showing. You know, the ABC Washington poll, we talked about it yesterday, and we didn't get into, the ethnic groups and so forth and so on. We were focusing on just chicken and fish. But listen. Trump is at 20%, with Hispanics. Now, you're saying, Rob, that's not good. Listen, Mitt Romney was a little a little over 25. He's a little over 25. So there's Mitt Romney at 25, 26 with Hispanics. And he lost. And he was doing everything he could. Everything he could to woo them, love them, whatever. And here's Trump saying, listen, if you're here illegally, you're going to be deported. You're going to be deported. Plain and simple. If you're here illegally, you're going to be deported. You could come back. You could come back, but you got to come back legally. And if you're a criminal, forget about it. Forget about it. It's over. So here's Trump saying these things. And you have mainstream media. You have the Democrats, because the entire landscape of the media world is controlled by Democrats. You have them going, Trump is he's a racist. He says that Mexicans are rapists. And blah, 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 blah. And here's this poll that says 20% will vote for him. 20%. That's five away from Mitt Romney. And Mitt Romney was just the I love you. There's Trump taking pictures with taco bowls. I'm telling you, the Democrats are losing their minds. They don't know what to do. They are so upset. They're even dissecting the polls and saying, well, only 43% of the people polled say they're voting for Trump, and the other 55% are voting against Hillary Clinton. And I'm like, okay, that's what? Well, that just shows that, Trump is very unpopular. And I'm like, no, it just shows, like I said yesterday, you have a choice between fish and chicken. If you're a Republican, you have a certain set of core principles or views. It might just be one. And if you're a Democrat, you have a certain set of core principles and views, and that might be one. And you're not going to violate that view or that principle because the person says women aren't tens without big boobs, or that somebody has a husband who's a raper. There's people that are going to vote Democrat or they're going to vote Republican based on an issue or a view or a practice of that party. I don't get why that's so complicated for people to understand. I don't get it. I don't get it. Don't get it. And I think the media gets it. They don't want to get it, or they don't want to be perceived that they get it, because they're trying to tell a different narrative. They're desperately trying to tell a different narrative, because this Trump thing is just baffling. It's just baffling all of them. It's setting them off. It's setting Republicans off. You know, you got Republicans. You got the Republican strategists, the Stuart Stevens and the Katie Packers and the Liz Mars. They just can't believe it. How can people be voting for Trump? He's vulgar. He's what? He's us? What? He's us? I remember we used to talk about this months ago. That this perception that the media And other ways of communication, whether it's Instagram or Twitter or whatever, it's everybody tries to paint this picture of the way America is. I mean, I hate to sound like John Edwards. Remember the disgraced vice president candidate where he said there are two Americas. Remember his whole spiel? Remember that? Two Americas? I think it was John Edwards. People are like, Rob, you're wrong. It was so. But remember, two Americas. There really is. There's one America, which is the way the media tries to present everybody and everything in this country. There's one way the media, rather it's the Wolf Blitzers, the Anderson Coopers, the Washington Post, the New York Times, the Boston Globe, ESPN. They all give this message, give this perfect painting of an America that is how they want things to be. How the executives that control the media empire want things to be. And then there's another America, which is the way things are. And there's more of that America than the America that the media tries to create and tries to pimp to the rest of the people. So when Trump says something, the media is out. How can their tone? You can't have a president whose tone is like, you can't have somebody that says this. You can't have that. Why? Why? What? Who? Well, because we said so. We are the decision makers. We are the people that tell you how to think. We tell you how to feel. We are the ones that say a president is supposed to act this way. And a town is supposed to act that way. We are supposed to do this, and we are supposed to do that. So you have a small group, because that's all it is. It's a small group. That's it. It's a small group. The people that control the messaging to the rest of the country is a small group. Look at television, look at the internet, and look at the things that are the most influenced in our culture. Rather, it's CNN, ABC, NBC, BuzzFeed, Politico. I mean, literally, on one paper, you can write down the outlets that influence American thought, American culture. And then on the other side of the paper, you literally can list the people involved at those places that influence American thought, American culture, so forth and so on. You could use, that's it, a paper. You could maybe two pieces of paper, front and back. You write small. You don't write big like me, like you're a fifth grader. But that's it. And those two pieces of paper and those people decide who America is. Killing them. It's killing them. That all of a sudden Trump appears and people are like, yeah, I'm gonna vote for him. And they're like, how? How does this happen? We've been telling you. This is how you're supposed to think. This is how you're supposed to feel. You're not supposed to say this. You're not supposed to say that. Why are you going against what we've been programming you to feel and think? This is wrong. When you hear people say, oh, the media created Trump, the media. Listen, the media didn't create Trump. The media tried to destroy Trump, and it backfired on them. Let me explain to you. Here's what happened. You have Trump at a rally. You have Trump at a press conference, and he says something that's deemed controversial. Now, in the past, the media would put that person on TV or put that soundbite on TV, and then they would blast it. And they would put it on a loop over and over and over and over and over again. And the more people that saw that, the more people that were exposed to it, the more the people would reject that person. And then they would be gone. So when Trump burst on the scene, with all the TV executives and all the website owners, what everybody said was, oh, this is easy. All we got to do is show a couple of his speeches, a couple of his rallies. People will get a taste of how just insane he is and how ignorant he is and how much he's not President Obama, how much he's not Hillary Clinton, how much he's not Jeb Bush. And then he'll go away because people will reject him, and then that's that, because that's what we do. That's our job in the media. That's how we control thought. That's how we control messaging. We take a soundbite. We take a clip. We take a speech. And then we blast it over and over. And then we have other people talk about it. And we have revolving shows where they discuss it. And then we play that clip or that speech over and over. It's always worked before. The list goes on and on and on and on. Rather, it's the Herman Cains or the Michelle Bachmans or the Rick Santorum. I mean, the list goes on and on and on. That's how they do it. So the media said, this is simple. This is easy. So they put Trump on, put his speeches on. He would say something outlandish. He would say something crazy. And they would sit back and smile and go, ha, 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 yeah, ha, ha, yeah, easy, wow. That was even crazier than Herman Cain saying, Uzbekistan, Ubeka, Bagapa, Gubaka, Bubaka. This is easy. And all of a sudden, a week later, they would get a rating sheet. And they would go, what? How many people watch this? Yeah, it was a million people. A million people watched that speech? Well, what would be normal? Well, normally in that slot, we would have about 300. You mean we went up by 700,000 people? Oh, okay. All right. The next one, get it on there in its entirety, because people they need to understand that this guy's a buffoon. And then the pundits, they come on and they go, this is a buffoon. He's an idiot. His number, he's just a sideshow. His numbers, he's got a stealer. And then a week later, they get a 2 million. What? What? What rally? There were 6,000 people at his rally? What? And then they broadcast it. So they were doing the job that they always do, which is put candidates on TV, put sound bites on TV, expose that candidate to the people, and create a narrative that they want. And it didn't work. And the people wanted more. And once that happens, it's done. It's over for the networks. Once the people start demanding the product, it's called capitalism. It's called business. Once the people start demanding the product, you have to give the people what they want. So now you have to put Trump on because the people are saying, when Hillary's on TV or when Jeb Bush is on TV or when Marco Rubio's on TV, I turn it off. Oh, where's Trump on? Oh, I'm going to put it on here. And then that executive goes, we didn't put Trump on. We had Marco Rubio on and we had 100,000 people that watched it. But Fox had Trump on, and they had 1.5 million people. Well, we're not going to do that again. We're not going to lose. But what we'll do is every time we broadcast a speech or we have him on or we have him phone in, we will then have a panel convened, and they will trash him. And they will say he's a loser, he's an a-hole, he's a misogynist, he's a xenophobe, he's a racist, he's a blah, 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 blah. And so that's what they did. So when you hear people go, he got $2 billion in free press. Listen, he got billions of dollars of just press. And bad press, it was. When you broadcast someone's speech and you're watching it and you go, okay, cool. And all of a sudden then they cut to a panel and the panel goes, what a complete loser. That's not good press. Okay, that's a smoking ad, and at the end of it, the person takes a cigarette and puts it in their blowhole in their throat. And goes, "Don't ever smoke." You're not sitting there happy that the smoking ad ran. If you're the Camel, you're not like, "Oh, that was good. That's millions. That's billions of dollars of free ads. Look, it showed someone smoking." Yeah, and then it showed them with a colostomy bag. Yeah, but hey. I mean, nobody does that. Nobody says that. Nobody is happy to watch a drunk driving ad where the people are at a party and they're drinking beers and they're like, "Whoa, yeah, party!" Well, for the next shot, the car's mangled in a tree. And a cop comes on and goes, "You don't want to be that person. Don't drink and drive." Or someone would get cirrhosis of the liver. And again, they got a colostomy bag or I don't know, whatever the hell they got. They're a catheter. Their penis is removed because it's got cancer. I don't know. But that's not positive. You're not sitting there as a beer company going, "Hey, man, they're advertising beer for us." No, they're not. They're not. They're saying just. Don't. Well, they're just saying don't drink and drive. Listen, anybody that goes out and has a drink, even if they're drinking and driving, they might not be drunk, but they're. Listen, yeah, it's driving the media nuts. It's driving everybody involved with politics nuts. It's driving this two-page list nuts. Because they created this America. And it's like the veil has been lifted. The curtain has been pulled back. Curtain has been pulled back. when you have 10 and 15 and 20,000 people at a Trump rally, or you have 10, 11, 12, 13 million people voting in a Republican primary. You have the most people voting in a Republican primary of all time. They're all looking at each other going, wow, we're not these freaks. It's not just this Ku Klux Klan, xenophobe, homophobe, Mexican phobe. There's a lot of normal people. There's millions of normal people. There's more people like, so America isn't. America isn't this media manufactured world. I mean, this is like an awakening for people. And they're losing their mind. The media is losing their mind because this isn't the way it's supposed to be. This isn't the way the Brooke Baldwins, the Rachel Maddows, the Chris Matthews's, Ellen DeGeneres's, Conan O'Brien, just Lauren Mike. I mean, just the list goes on and on and on of people that have their hands in the media and creating an image of what Americans are supposed to think and what they're supposed to feel. And it's killing all of them because this curtain is lifted. And they're realizing America has woken up. America is realizing that this image and who they're supposed to be, who they're told the rest of the country is like, is not the case. So when you're sitting there and you're watching ESPN or you're watching E! Entertainment, or you're watching NBC or whatever, and they report on Bruce Jenner winning an ESPY. He wins an award for being a cross-dresser, and this is broadcasted and this is applauded by everybody in the media. And you're sitting there in your house and you're watching this and you can't escape it because it's on every single channel. And you're sitting there going, well, I think this is strange. I think this is weird. I don't think this is right. This girl with cancer who played basketball, she doesn't get the award and they give it to this guy who's a crosser. I just don't feel right about this. But then you turn on the TV and you're seeing all these people saying this is right. This is the way it's supposed to be. This is the norm. So you sit there and go, oh, gee, I guess I'm part of the minority. I guess I'm the outcast. I guess I'm the loser for thinking this way. I'm the outcast. Okay, I'll get on board. All right, hey, yeah, great. Give that SP to the crossdresser. All right, all right, yeah. Forget that cancer girl. F her. All right, yeah. That's what the media does. That's what CNN does. That's what ABC does. That's what NBC does. They basically shame you into believing a certain way. When you watch Saturday Night Live, and they're saying, hey, if you support Trump, you're a Nazi. So you're sitting there going, you know, I like Donald Trump. I voted for him in the primary. And you're watching Saturday Night Live, and they do jokes where they go, hi, I support Donald Trump. And the guy's ironing a sheet, and he lifts it up, and it's a Klan robe. So now you get done watching this bit, and you're like, wow, so I guess I'm a racist. I guess I'm part of the Klan. I guess I'm supporting killing millions of Jews. They just showed a guy with a Nazi armband, and he said, I'm for Trump. And I'm for Trump. So that means I support killing Jews. Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, I guess I'm not going to support Trump because I don't. I don't want to. I guess I'm like one of the few people. I don't want to be an outcast. I don't want to be a minority. I don't want to be somebody that supports killing Jews. See how that works? See how the media does this? You see how NBC does this? CBS does this? You see? Two Americas. It's an America that they want and that they're trying to paint. And then there's the real America. And Trump came along and rally after rally and votes. And all of a sudden, all these people went, hey, I'm not a Nazi. I don't support killing Jews. And there's a whole nother world out there. There's other people that feel the same way as I do. And a guy dressed as a woman shouldn't get an award over a dying girl with cancer playing basketball. And that's what happened. And the press is losing their mind. And when I say press, I clump in the Jimmy Fallons, the Saturday Night Lives, the half-hour comedy show. I throw all of that in because that's like the press. They're putting out a message. They are sending a message. E! Entertainment, the radio. They are sending a message.